spring lawn care maintenance. And if you're listening because you want a nice lawn or you have a nice lawn, then this is for you. If you don't care to have a nice lawn or you've already converted it to all garden space, well, then this is just a nice educational little piece here until we get in the second segment.
So you can, a lot of people are like, do I do lawn care in the spring? I've heard you do it in the fall. And there's definitely a lot of things you can do now in the spring. And one of them is to thatch or deep rake your lawn. And what that means is you take one of those wire leaf rakes and you just kind of run it across nice and firm across your lawn. And you just get up all the dead stuff. And that's going
to
help thatch.
And you don't need a machine. You don't have to go rent one of these big fancy ones. You can get a thatching rake or, like you said, just a metal tine leaf rake. And you can do it very easily. Now, if you have massive acreages and you're trying to preserve this to a pristine level, then a machine might be the way to go.
Right. But for most lawns, just a rake is fine.
Right.
Just rake across your lawn. And what this does is it gets rid of that old, dead, whatever it is, whether it be debris left over from raking leaves or just dead grass, what have you.
It's kind of like when you deep clean your carpet. You get a lot of gunk that's settled to the bottom of the carpet. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. So it's like whatever is just settled over winter, late fall, early spring, what have you. And then because what happens when that settles, it inhibits grass growth, so this helps bring that grass growth back to life.
So if you don't want to aerate your soil getting a big machine, we do have a product for you. From our friends at natureslawn.com, they have a product called Aerify Plus, and it is designed to loosen the soil, the compacted clay soil with the poor drainage where the grass doesn't thrive. You apply this, and it will actually it'll aerate the lawn for you in an organic manner. You can use garden-talk to save 10% on your order. That's at natureslawn.com. So if you don't want to rent a machine, you can certainly just get the product here and it will do it yourself. And that the decompacting, that's allowing the roots, once you get that loose soil, it's going to allow the roots to be able to go down deeper and get the nutrients they need. And it's going to be a healthier ecosystem all the way around.
Right. So, and then another thing you can do is you can seed now. You don't want to seed heavily, but you can seed now. So once you've thatched your grass, possibly aerated it, then you can seed it. And you just want to seed nice and light and evenly.
And when you seed, you want to go back in with a rake and just kind of drag it into the soil. We don't need to bury the seed, but we need some soil and seed contact. If you just drop the seed on top of the ground, very little of it's going to germinate. So you want to kind of, you're going to use a rake, a metal tine, either rock rake or leaf rake, and scratch it in the soil and do it that way. And then you can remove weeds in this process if you don't like the dandelions or crab, other grasses in, other weeds in your grass. You can remove them. The process of doing all this will allow that thick blanket of grass to smother out those weeds.
Right. So if you remove the weeds now, typically the ground is very soft mm-hmm. right now. So it's going to be easy to pull those weeds up and really get deep down that long taproot if it's like a thistle or what's another, like a dandelion, I guess.
A lamb's quarter.
A lamb's quarter, yeah. So it's going to allow you to pull that root out.
But also now, if you get it out now, it's not going to go to seed and you're not going to have umpteen million more weeds you have to deal with on that. And then with all of this, we need to water, consistent watering of the lawn based on the type of seed. Now, one thing we need to cover here is based on where you're at, the type of grass in which you're going to seed. Either it's going to be a cool season grass or a warm season grass. Cool season grasses are what, Holly?
So they are grasses that thrive in areas with cold winters. So they'll grow most actively in the spring and fall. So they are ideally.
But they'll stay alive. They won't do a whole lot during the hot summer.
Yeah. So they're not going to do much during. They'll just go dormant during the hot parts of the summer. But then warm season grasses is for when you have those mild temps year round.
Right. Warm season is for summers. The grasses will grow between 80 and 95 degrees Fahrenheit. The cool grasses, they'll stay green up to about 32 degrees for extended periods. And, you know, so it's warm in the south, cooler in the northern portions of the United States. Some cool season grasses are there's many. Kentucky bluegrass is a familiar one. That tall fescue is another one. And some warm season grasses include Bermuda grass, St. Augustine, and the list goes on and on. Just give you a few there. We don't need to go through the dozen and a half that we have on all those. But we want to be careful now, because these are some deep-rooted grasses. And if they get into your vegetation, your vegetable garden, you're going to have to work on getting them out, because they're going to put a pretty good taproot down in the ground.
Right. So you want to be mindful of that. Think about where you're throwing that grass seed, where if you are going to expand your garden or something, where you perhaps don't want to go in and thatch and spread grass and what have you. Even if it's not something that you get to this year, you can always reseed in the fall.
Right.
So, yeah. So think about that. Think about where you might want to grow some vegetables.
And you don't have to stand there with a hose and water for 30 minutes a day. Quick snap sprinklers. It's a system in which you can maneuver around your yard and you can mow right over top of them. It doesn't hurt them. And it doesn't require you to spend thousands of dollars on a sub-irrigation system. And then makes it easy for you. You hit the button and does its thing. Now, before we get out of here, we need to talk about, once this is all taken care of and we've gotten everything, the grass the way we want it, how do we cut it?
Sure. So you want to cut it where you leave the blade or the height of the grass to about 2.5 inches.
Well, that certainly is not what we did on the farm.
Right. So, but the ideal, especially if you are in a more densely populated area, this is going to help prevent from mosquitoes living or breeding or whatever they do in the tall grass, especially if we have like a rainier summer. It's going to help the grass actually kind of grow a little bit better, thicker. So you want to keep it to that 2.5 inches.
And you're only going to remove the top 1/3 of the grass consistently. So, you know, you're not going to let this grow up to 8 or 9 inches or 5 or 6. You're going to consistently. That's why these landscapers, it's on a 7-day cycle that they mow and they just knock off a little bit in order to keep the lawn crisp, clean, thick, luscious, and healthy. Your grass, you know, good time to mow the grass is when your grass is about 3 2/3 inches tall. So keep that in mind. We're wanting to leave a good carpet of grass, a healthy carpet of grass, and because of that, that will smother out all these unwanted weeds. And then if you want the kids to play on it, or you're one of these people that don't want anybody on it and you just want to look at it, there you have it.
Right. So speaking of taking care of your yard or your lawn, we also can talk about taking care of what you grow and also what you eat.
Whether you grill or take and turn you harvest your own animals for meat consumption, Walton's Incorporated has all the tools you need except for the meat.
Right. So we know you care about where your food comes from. Canning, preserving your fruits and vegetables is great, but the meat, WaltonsInc.com has everything you need. Seasoning, supplies, you can make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your standards. You want snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's actually created something called MeatGistics.com, an informational site to help you find and make the best finished product. They have a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's is everything but the meat. Again, that's WaltonsInc.com, or to educate yourself, it's MeatGistics.com.
And if you're not a butcher and you don't have your own livestock or animals that you're going to do this with, they've got a line of seasonings that you can use when, you know, in the house or on the grill that tops all things that we have actually ever purchased and got a hold of. So Walton's Incorporated, WaltonsInc.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.